Oh, it's all right for some, isn't it? Patchy cloud and sunny spells throughout the day today. A bit breezy and feeling cool, a maximum of 10 degrees Celsius. Tonight, any showers largely dissipating overnight with clear intervals and variable cloud. Feeling cold with a chance of frost and a minimum temperature overnight of 3 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Yeah, very good afternoon indeed. It's Wednesday afternoon. It's 101 exactly. And this is Bob Simpson with another 1-2-3. Going to start off with a birthday on the show today. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Ooh. Yeah, born this day in 1942, it could possibly be the best singer ever. Oh, it's all going wrong. This is... Bear with me, I've only been doing this for about 14 years.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, that wasn't a very good start to the show, was it? But never mind. We're going to start off with a lady celebrating her birthday today. Born this day in 1942, American singer, actress and producer Barbara Streisand. This is lovely.
Love, soft as an easy chair. Love, fresh as the morning.
That's the love theme from A Star Is Born, otherwise known as Evergreen, by Barbara Streisand, celebrating her birthday today. And is there a better voice on the planet than that? Sorry about the duff start to the show just then. Things like that go wrong sometimes, but it proves we're human, and it proves it's live, but it does make you want to scream. Yeah, it is National Scream Day today. And in this modern day and age, with pressures and anxieties piled up high, is it really any wonder that someone would come up with the genius idea of Scream Day? While there's much to be said for enjoying a massage or meditation to calm your frazzled nerves, some psychologists believe that a good old scream can be therapeutic in its own way, at least temporarily. When a person releases their frustrations via a way of a good old-fashioned howl, the brain relaxes, which could actually bring some much-needed immediate relief. So if silence says screaming is good for people, come on, let's have a good scream. Are you ready? Take a deep breath and scream! Ah! Yow! Well, that's a different way to start the show, isn't it? Here's a new song from Alfie Temperman, Eyes Wide Shut.
I hate the way that the world's turning. Can't look the way that the time's facing. Cause the future tense is too intense. It's gonna put me in a spin. I hate the way that the world's turning. I learned to swim, but I'm still drowning. Got the silver bullet, but I can't load it. You're a hologram in Wonderland, and I'll watch you wash away.
FM.
and we sigh. Here we go again. And though time goes by, I will always be in a club with you in 1973.
FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
On 98 FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
I've been feeling a little bit different, a little bit strange. There's this numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration. At night my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees. What are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense. Can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. Everything hurts, yeah, it hurts so much. I eat my dinner in the toilets at lunch. I just want to believe. Is that feeling still inside me? The sun has gone and some.
guess what I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human.
Great new song from Kate Nash there, that's Millions of Heartbeats. Well, I'm pleased to say that my guests have arrived in the studio. It's Jody McKay and Jerry Slattery, who'll be performing live for us in about 10 minutes' time. We'll be chatting to them as well, so I hope you can stay tuned for that one. Got the travel news coming up in just a sec, but meanwhile, it's Jason Mraz.
Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone. People done gone crazy. People done gone mad. People done forgot the superpowers we all have. We were born to love, not hate. We can decide our fate and look for the good in everyone and celebrate all our mistakes. If there's a silver lining, you still have to find it, find it, find it. Look for the good in everything. Mm-hmm. Look for the people who will set your soul. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone. Everyone needs sunshine. Everyone needs rain. Everyone is carrying around some kind of pain. I see who you are, just like me. I see you're searching for a purpose, guided by a dream. I see who you are, I'm just like you. I get lost sometimes and I forget what I came here to do. I keep on trying,
keep on trying.
When it gets frightening, look for the good in everything. For the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good in everyone.
is God. Everyone is love and light and vibration. Look for the good. Look for the good. Everyone gets mad sometimes, and maybe they should. Look for the good. Look for the good. Yeah, look out for all the heroes in your neighborhood. Look for the good. Look for the good. Life sure would be sweeter if everybody would. Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good in everyone.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, well, it's the usual quiet Wednesday afternoon, although it was busy last week, but there's not much going on today. Wilson's Corner is looking its normal busy self at the moment. There's queues of traffic in Ingrave Road, Ongar Road and the High Street. But other than that, not too much going on. A little bit of congestion around Sun Street in Billericay, but it's a good time to get out there. But make sure you keep tuned. Hey, Phoenix 98 FM. Right, I'm pleased to say I'm going to be chatting to Jodie Mackay and Jerry Slattery in about 5 minutes' time. So we better get going, hadn't we?
When the going gets tough, the tough get going on.
Can I touch you?
Ooh.
Wanna hold you?
I gotta get it through to you.
Yeah, boys own and when the going gets tough. Now, pleased to say, it's live music time, and it's Jodie McKay. Now, Jodie is not only a talented musician in her own right, but is also blessed with a wonderful, sweet voice. In performance, she lends her talents to the songs of Tammy Wynette, but she's about to release an album of her own songs. And I'm pleased to say that Jodie is here with me in the studio. Welcome, Jodie.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you very much for coming in. It's great to have you here. But also here is another talented musician. It's Jerry Slattery. Now, Jerry is known as one half of the duo The Burns Brothers, but he's now musical director and performer at the hit stage show Sun Records The Concert, and a solo performer and producer. And Jerry has been working with Jodie on her new album, The Colour in You. Welcome to you too, Jerry.
Thanks, Bob. Nice to be here.
It's lovely to have you both here. Now, we're going to concentrate mainly on Jodie today and the new album. And from what I hear, Jodie, you've got a great musical background in your family. Would you tell us all about your talented family members, please?
Well, my father was a country music singer locally. He had quite a following back in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
My mum was a professional dancer.
Okay.
And she used to work on the West End with dancing with the, you know, at the back of the stars.
Ah, okay, yeah. In the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother works in Nashville. He's a session player for some big names, and he has a duo as well. But he lives in Nashville, and my sister lives in Australia.
Okay.
She's a songwriter too. Everybody in our house growing up had to play an instrument, and
wow.
We were quite... It was a nice way to live, actually, because we were all... At night, we'd all get the guitars and mandolins and
wonderful.
Goodness knows what, and all sing together. It was a nice childhood.
Absolutely, sounds like it. So when did you start playing an instrument?
I started playing probably... Oh, from birth.
Really?
From birth, yeah, my mum... insisted that I'd play the recorder before I went to school.
Right.
Because she wanted me to be in the orchestra at school.
Yeah.
At the age of five. She was quite a good influence, actually.
Okay, yeah.
But then I went to a music school. I later played violin, and she got me into playing a bit of everything. Piano.
Amazing, yeah.
Guitar, bass guitar. Yeah, we had a lot of instruments in the house.
Right.
And still do.
Was it something you felt you took too easily, or did you have to really work hard at it?
I wasn't the most natural of in the family. I had some genius people in the family, but I was always very musical.
Yeah,
always.
Good. And what about songwriting? Your new album is full of your own songs. Is that a new thing for you? Have you been at that a long time as well?
Well, my dad used to be a songwriter.
Right.
And he used to, back in the day, a long time ago, there was an artist called Houston Wells.
Okay.
And he used to write for Houston Wells. And he got a number two in the charts in Ireland.
Oh, great.
He was chuffed to bits about it.
Yeah.
So... He used to songwrite a lot, so then my brother used to songwrite a lot. He was only a couple of years older than me. And then, so it was, I just wanted to compete.
Okay.
So I would write songs even from the age of nine and just keep writing songs.
Wow.
And writing songs.
Wow.
I loved it. I think it's probably my favourite thing to do.
Okay. Do you ever look back at those old songs that you wrote when you were a child and sort of...
And squirm.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. My very first song was called Grandpa, and it was about... I never had a grandpa
right.
ever in my life, but it was about my granddad passing away.
Okay.
And I was an infant at the time.
Yeah.
Made my mum cry, but...
Oh, yeah,
But I'd never had a granddad.
Well, great for a nine-year-old. I mean, is that the kind of thing that influences your songwriting now, life and life's incidents? And
Yeah. I think country music does that for you.
Yeah.
The very first song I fell in love with was a country music song called... it was called... Oh, goodness. I'll tell you again in a
minute.
Don't
worry. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll come to you. Yeah.
But just listening... I used to listen to Tammy Wynette every night, and she used to sing very heartfelt songs. Yeah. I was always quite an emotional human being, and and I took to Tammy Wynette like nobody else in the world.
Okay.
So she inspired me.
Excellent.
But I've got modern day country music artists that inspire me still. One called Brandi Clark. She's very, very, very inspirational. Okay. She's a great songwriter.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we should hear some of your music, don't you? What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the very first song on my album.
Right.
That Jerry's produced.
Okay.
And it's called In Love With Loving You.
Okay.
Of my comfort zone to a place I feel more at home, where my fears are a memory. I can leave them there while you set me free. I think I need to start taking you everywhere. Everywhere I go, I go. You're good for my ego. Being around your crazy influence makes me feel risky, risky. Come over here and kiss me. I could be in love with loving you. Oh yeah, I'm in love with loving you. You look at me like I'm beautiful. You make me feel like I'm constantly smiling. When you're around, I'm invincible. You make me happy without ever trying. And I think I'd like to start taking you everywhere I go, I go. You're good for my ego. Being around your crazy influence makes me feel risky, frisky. Come over here and kiss me. I could be in love with loving you. Oh yeah, I'm in love with loving you. I think I could be addicted. Can you tell when you're around me? My life is going well. I think I could be addicted. Start taking you everywhere I go. You're good for my ego. Being around your crazy influence makes me feel risky, frisky. Come over here and kiss me. I could be in love. Oh, I could be in love. I could be in love with loving you. Oh yeah, I'm in love with loving you.
Great song and great performance too. That's amazing, both of you. Thank you, Jerry, and thank you, Jody.
Thanks,
Jody. You've got a lovely, distinctive voice, haven't you? And you can see why you kind of followed Tammy Wynette, because you've got a similar tone to your voice as Tammy, haven't you?
I don't know. Maybe it's maybe it's because I listened to all that growing up so much. I've never had a typical Essex accent.
Okay.
I've always had a bit of a twang.
Yeah.
People always ask me if I'm Australian.
Oh, really?
Which I'm not.
No, you don't.
Born and bred in Rayleigh.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you don't strike me as being like Australian at all. Now, you did mention something about your guitar that you've got with you today. Would you like to tell us, or tell the audience, what you told me about it?
Well, I had a lovely uncle who passed away and left me some money.
Yeah.
And I could have wasted it on rent, and I could have wasted it on bills, as you usually do. I could have paid a few debts off, but instead I bought myself the Dream of the Dream guitar. It's the most selfish thing I've ever done, actually. But it cost me a fortune. I'll never get another guitar as long as I live.
Right.
This is the most beautiful guitar. It's called a Koa, and it's a Taylor Koa.
Okay.
And it's actually made out of...
Hawaii.
In Hawaii, there are trees, and you're not allowed to cut them down, that you have to wait for them to fall. And when they fall, you're allowed to use the wood.
Okay.
So it's very rare, and it's in volcanic rock.
Right.
So, it's a beautiful wood. It's just...
It looks a beautiful instrument. Are you really glad you got it?
Yeah. I'm chuffed a bit, so I haven't used it enough to, feel like it's my baby yet.
Yeah.
It still feels brand new, but, I'm absolutely over the moon with it.
Okay.
I might,
Well, it's sounding good today.
I'm still poor, but I've got a guitar that looks like I'm rich.
Well, why not? Why not? That's absolutely marvellous. So, now, you mentioned that you went to music school. What was that experience like? You were only young, weren't you, I think?
Yeah. I was encouraged to go to... it was only over in Thundersley. It was to do my grades, to learn the art of writing and reading music, and... I played violin and did my grades in violin and classical guitar.
Yeah.
I joined the orchestra there, and I think I wasn't the best person in the orchestra by any means, but I did enjoy the oral side of it. And I was very good, if I was good at anything, I was very good at with my ear of music. So.
Yeah.
I could tell you, if you asked me to sing an A flat, I'd be able to sing an A flat.
Right.
And,
you sound far too modest to me. You're probably much better than you're actually saying, I'm sure. Because anyway, you went on to teach music in America, didn't you? That sounds like quite an adventure. What was that like?
Yeah, that was one of my first proper jobs.
Okay.
I went to America, to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was teaching music for special needs adults.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, actually. We'd have lessons and we would just sing the general American bingo and think that... Just little songs that made everybody smile.
Yeah.
We would play lots of different instruments, make instruments out of nothing.
Wow,
and,
yeah.
It was a lovely time.
Good experience.
I got to travel afterwards.
Right.
You didn't get paid a lot to be a teacher, but you were able... They gave you a pass to travel America afterwards.
Right,
I headed straight to Nashville from there.
Yeah.
Because that was my dream.
To
finally go to Nashville one day.
Did it live up to the dream when you got there?
It did. It did. That particular year was phenomenal. It was, life-changing.
Good. Okay. Now, moving on a little bit, you met your future husband, who's also a musician, and another musical collaboration took place. Tell us about that part of your journey.
Okay. I met my husband on a festival.
Yeah.
He was playing for Billy Joe Spears, who's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Old country music.
Yeah.
And I was in the band supporting her. So we met through music, and then at festivals we just kept meeting up. And then eventually he needed at some point he asked me if I could play on a tour for him, because he needed a replacement guitar harmony singer.
Right.
And we laughed so much in that tour. He's very funny, and he made me laugh so much that
the magic
that
happens.
He moved in.
Yeah, he moved in.
And we've done theatre shows together, and we've been to America and done operas together, and just general pubs, clubs, and village halls, and goodness knows what.
Music.
Traveled a lot.
Yeah.
Of in England especially, and in the UK.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It's your life. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got two children. Have you continued the family tradition and encouraged your own children to become musicians?
Have I? Well, our house is full of instruments.
Right.
We don't own a lot, but we do own a lot of instruments. And so we do encourage, because Rick and I are always playing at home anyway all the time, so my daughter does pick up the guitar, she plays the ukulele, and she writes songs with me.
Right. What age is your daughter then now?
She's 15 now. Okay. Already. Yeah. But she was about 7 when she started writing with me.
Oh, brilliant.
And during lockdown we did a video, and I think it reached about 13,000 views that day. And she was so chuffed.
So you're in another family band now then, really?
Aren't you? She's on this album. She's,
oh, really?
She's doing my harmonies on my album.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is a dream for me.
Yeah,
my son isn't, I think he's going to be a great singer, but he doesn't want to.
He hasn't got,
we've put them both on stage before.
Right,
But he doesn't have the passion for it yet.
No.
I say yet.
No, it could happen. Yeah.
Some people don't start until their 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Can you play us another song, please? What you got for us this time?
This one's called Keep It a Fantasy.
Okay.
And I think I play it up here.
B.
You know I'm married, but it doesn't stop you trying. More of a challenge, bigger thrill. You fantasize about me going home and lying. Convince yourself one day I will. You make suggestions, answer questions, justifying that a love affair with you is what I need. As much as I resist, I can't deny I haven't sometimes wanted this. Excited and so guilty, and I haven't done a thing. My mind can picture being naughty, but I know if I give in, you'll have me, you'll use me, he'll hate me, and he'll lose me. That's why I keep it a fantasy. My husband, but you tell me he's no good for me. I'd be much happier with you. He cannot understand just what he fails to see in me. You're gonna prove to me you do. You take your chances, make advances, put me in a situation where I'm tempted to give in. As much as I resist, I can't deny I haven't sometimes wanted this. Excited and so guilty, and I haven't done a thing. My mind can picture being naughty, but I know if I give in, you'll have me, you'll use me, he'll hate me, and he'll lose me. That's why I keep it a fantasy. Won't be long before my husband starts to notice you. I cannot lie, I wish he would. All of this time I've been avoiding getting close to you. Could finally do my marriage good. He may react if I attract another man enough to make him think that I could walk away and see just what he's missed. I can't deny deep down I've really wanted this. Being naughty, but I know if I
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Marvellous. Lovely song. Now, you've been, from what I've read about you, you've been stockpiling songs that you've written for a number of years, but your first album, The Colour in You, is only coming out now. So why have you waited so long?
That's a good question.
Right.
I've never been the front man.
Okay.
And I've always worked in bands,
yeah,
but I've never been the front man, and I've not been the most overly confident person in the world.
Okay.
I'm confident about my songwriting,
uh-huh,
and I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's really obvious. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But also, the opportunities just haven't come, really, and I don't really have an excuse. I should have done this
years
ago. But
you
sometimes you just have to wake up and think, you know, it's never too late.
Yeah. So was meeting Jerry a sort of good lever to get you to do that?
It was fantastic.
Because
I went to a party at Jerry's house. He's got a lot of mutual friends with me.
Okay.
And my husband and I went over to his house and we just got the guitars out drinking one night, and
right,
I sang some songs, and the first song I sang, Jerry just walked off, and next thing you know, he's like, oh, I've decided what this song is going to sound like, and can I do a song? So I said, yeah, of course, if you want to produce a song for me, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the next thing you know, I'm virtually living with him and his wife over his over at his house, and I'm doing a whole album. But I have stockpiled. We're on our second album already.
Yes,
because I've got so much that I haven't ever.
Yeah, and I've heard
shared with the world.
Thanks to Jerry, I've heard a track from that second album, and I think it's absolutely great, really good indeed. So there you go. So in the actual recording process, how has Jerry helped you?
Well, Jerry comes from a different background to me. I've literally only been in country music all my life.
Okay.
Jerry comes from a background that's totally different,
yeah,
and had a great career of his own.
Yeah.
And when I wanted to make this album, I didn't want it to be so traditional like a Tammy Wynette album.
Okay.
Because I didn't hear that in my head when I was writing the songs. So it was nice to meet somebody who came from a different area, but got me, absolutely got exactly what I was listening in my head when I was writing those songs. I'd never experienced a click like that musically, thinking, wow, somebody understands exactly what I want.
Great.
So, yeah, meeting Jerry was something special.
Excellent. So what about you, Jerry? What was it like working with Jody?
Well, I mean, what Jody says there, you know, about clicking musically, she sang in her garden, and she sang this song called I Hate Myself, right, just her and acoustic guitar. And that is the mark of a good song. If you can play that song on acoustic guitar and voice and it sounds great, that's the mark of a good song.
Yeah.
But before she'd finished the song, I had in my head how that should be, or how I think it should be.
Right.
And I did say to her, look, can I have a go at that? And she was like, yeah, you know, feel free. But she played us about 10 songs, I guess, that night. And every song was fantastic. There wasn't a single one there where you thought, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, wow, wow. And then I remember when I'd sort of thought that my head was filled up with all these fantastic songs, I walked into my studio at the bottom of the garden, and Jodie followed me in, and she just sat down on a chair with her guitar. She said, oh, I didn't play you this one. And I was like, wow, you know. But I didn't know how it would go, so I said, look, let me have a go at this song. And I literally just did an intro to I Hate Myself.
Yeah.
I said, look, this is how I see it. I don't know if... And she was... Brilliant, yeah, she said it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And not everything I've done she's agreed with.
No.
I mean, some she's lived with and then got to like it, but I'll send over a song to her, and if she doesn't really like it, she'll say, I'll get a text back. I don't hate it.
Okay.
So then I'll, go back to the drawing room, drawing board, and, you know. But basically everything I've done pretty much has been how I've heard it, and it's worked.
Yeah, great.
And it's the best thing as a producer or as a musician in my whole life. It's the best thing I've ever done,
wow.
Personally.
Wow.
Best thing I've ever done. And, you know, the thought of these songs finishing for that album was like filling me with dread, you know. And I said, how many more songs have you got?
Yeah.
He said, probably about 30. Right, okay. So we started the second album. But this album is the most proud I've been of anything I've ever done.
Right. That's wonderful. Very good. Well, I haven't heard the entire album yet, but what I have heard, I agree completely.
Oh.
I think they're great songs and they're beautifully performed. So,
Thank you. Well done.
Thanks, Bob.
And as you say, you must have got on all right because you're making the second album now, aren't you? Yeah, yeah.
Yep. It works really well. We work really well together. So, yeah, there's no reason to stop, you know.
Okay. Well, in a moment, I'm going to play out with a recorded track from the album, and I'd like you to choose which one, because I've got the whole thing sitting here. What would you like me to play out?
I would like you to play... You want... I hate myself, don't you?
It's your choice.
Well, you want I Hate Myself. It's a great song.
No, it's your choice.
You're not going to have an argument, are you?
Yeah.
But I want... But I want number seven.
Number seven. Takes me back to you.
Yeah, and the reason I want this song is because this is a good illustration of how when you write a song, you've got it in your head.
Yeah.
And I played it to Jerry, and he did something different to it than my imagination.
Okay.
So, because... I always try and avoid the traditional country sound, but this sounds pretty retro, and we did some silly backing vocals, like, and it's a bit Western theme.
Oh, right.
Well, to be honest, I was trying to think of a solo for this song,
yeah,
and I couldn't come up with anything, and I was getting quite annoyed with myself and with the song. And literally, I went to bed, and you know that time when you're just going, you know, that lovely, peaceful time, and then this thing came into my head, and it was like a Clint Eastwood type, and a Morricone thing, and then I had to get up, get dressed, unlock the studio, and I knew I had to do it then and there, because I would have...
You would have forgotten.
And
that,
that's basically how that middle bit came of the song, but the song's brilliant. It would have been brilliant without it, but...
Well, I was going to save it till last, but you've introduced it so beautifully. I think I'm going to play it now, and then we'll have a little chat afterwards, all right? So this is Jody McKay, and Takes Me Back to You.
I can't concentrate for trying to keep our love alive. It means everything to me, and it's all that I can do. Finding reasons to move on only takes me back to you. I've lost my appetite. I've got too much on my mind. Forgotten now how to sit back and unwind. All the good is gone out of everything I do. I can't turn the page, 'cause it'll take me back to you. My getaway to a life.
Absolutely fantastic. That's Jody McKay and Takes Me Back to You. Well, what a pleasure it's been this afternoon. It's been really nice to have you both in the studio now. And thank you very much.
Well, it's been an honour. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Oh, yeah, you're more than welcome. Now, I think we better ask you, how can people